The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, over the past 5 months, the escalating violence and protests in Hong Kong has put it under the spotlight. In fact, it has dragged the economy into a technical recession in the third quarter of this year. And heading into the weekend, there will be extra jitters as Hong Kong gears up for the district council elections, where riot police will be guarding polling stations for the first time in history. But despite that, the property market appears to be resilient. And that's at least according to our guest, Joseph Turn, managing partner at Havenport Investments. Morning, Joseph. How's it going?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Okay, very interesting. Besides your optimism on the property market, you are actually heading to Hong Kong this Sunday. What's happening?
Right. Yes, I'll be bringing a bunch of financial advisors to Hong Kong to check out the situation there, just to do a few trips, for them to understand that the situation there is not as what the worst fears seem to be. Because we are constantly being bombarded by news flow and media showing pictures of violence and protests everywhere. But this is definitely not the case when you go down.
Okay, so what you're saying is that there's a lot of noise. As investors, you have to be, I guess, more mindful of the fundamentals. And you believe that the Hong Kong property market is doing well despite what we are seeing in terms of images, the violence. Walk us through how the market has been performing in 2019. If I look at Hang Seng, it's down by nearly 9% since the March, since the riots, or since the protests started in March.
Well, if you were to look at the Hong Kong physical property prices, it peaked in June when the real protests, the real violence actually started, since then it has retraced something like less than 5%. Flat against the year, and Hong Kong property stocks have also done likewise, off the highs, but majority of them are either flat or marginally up since the beginning of the year. So this may surprise a lot of listeners, because one would have thought that given the scale of violence and with Hong Kong going through one of the worst crises, property prices haven't really corrected very much. Is very resilient for very good reasons. And there are many supporting factors.
Okay. Walk us through some of these reasons. You have your eye on the banking system. That's one of them. What's driving this?
So the key statistics that jump out when you look at Hong Kong is that Hong Kong financial system is not as leveraged as one might think. Now, of course, a lot of people have this perception that Hong Kong prices are sky high, which is true. Mm-hmm. But then that doesn't necessarily translate to the fact that Hong Kong homeowners are highly leveraged. In fact, when you dive into the statistics, you will find that mortgage as a percentage of total cash deposits in the Hong Kong system is only 10% versus a debt of 30% in Singapore. So that is a very interesting fact, because if you were to compare and contrast the two countries, mm-hmm. Singapore versus Hong Kong, of course, they have very different structure and composition in the housing market, because majority of Singaporeans, 80% of Singaporeans, stays in HDB flats. There are 1 million HDB flats and versus 372,000 private properties in Singapore. And so majority of people in Singapore are well insulated from the volatility in prices of the private property sector. But in the case of Hong Kong, out of the 2.5 million households, half of them reside in private properties. But despite that, when you look at the statistics, you will find that they are the mortgage as a percentage of total cash in the system is only 10%. And also the fact that there is more cash in the Hong Kong banking system than the total value of private residential houses put together.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if you compare the leverage, there is more appetite, more room to grow if you look at the Hong Kong market, because the leverage is not as high as elsewhere.
Or put it the other way around, that because of the high cash level in Hong Kong, it offers a substantial cushioning effect to any vagaries that may come. And in this case, it has proven to be so. Despite the unrest and the volatility or the kind of news flow that we've been seeing, Hong Kong property prices are holding very well, because homeowners are not in a panic to dispose of their houses in a rush. They're sitting on huge amount of home equity, so they rest in very comfortable position. And not only just the homeowners, you look at the balance sheet of the property developers as well. Most of them are either lowly geared, like less than 20%, or like Sinoland, they're sitting on net cash, which is very unusual in this history.
Yeah. Like most industries, everything goes in cycles, including property. How would you describe where the property market is right now? And as an investor, how do you time your entry?
So if you look at Hong Kong property prices, now it has been on the ascent since the global financial crisis. Mm. It has been going up steadily and for the past 10 years. Now, but notwithstanding that, Hong Kong is in a situation whereby it continues to suffer from chronic supply shortage. So because of that, it's very difficult to finesse your timing of entry into the Hong Kong property market with perfection. And one has to consider one's affordability situation.
Okay, we are chatting with Joseph Turn. He is the managing partner for Havenport Investments with AUM of under just slightly under $500 million. So, Joseph, looking at your portfolio investments, how have you been positioning yourself in respect to Hong Kong in the past few months?
So we have been positive on in terms of positioning. We have been neutral on Hong Kong, but we are positive on the Hong Kong property sector because we don't see a lot of downside risk to it.
Okay, and you look at your clients. You know, I'm sure they get a bit concerned reading your papers that, you know, there's another fire there and there's more violence in another area. What has been the reaction from clients? Has it been, I guess, according to you, a bit of an overreaction? And why have you been advising them?
So naturally, when one sits out here looking at Hong Kong, you tend to get perturbed by the news flow. And obviously, clients are watching with concern and sitting at the sidelines. But what we are advocating is that for clients to sieve out the noise, lay aside the emotionally charged political postulations, and just look at the statistics. The statistics tell you a different story. The statistics tell you that the financial system in Hong Kong and the property market in Hong Kong are actually fundamentally very sound.
Okay, we are chatting with Joseph Turn. He's the managing partner for Havenport Investments, helping us to get the lowdown on what's happening in the Hong Kong property market. Joseph, have a safe trip to Hong Kong this Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.